Good morning, YouTube. Today is Friday, the 29th of November. And I hope you had a good Thanksgiving yesterday. And this morning, I want to look in the 45th Psalm. It's a fantastic psalm. And actually, I want to go with the 46th Psalm. I'm sorry, the 46th Psalm. They're all good, but the 46th Psalm is a great refuge in time of trouble. And so I want to look at the 46th Psalm this morning. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. If we look back through times in our life when we've experienced trouble, where have we gone to for our refuge? Have we gone to friends and family? Have we gone to employers? Have we gone to acquaintances? Have we gone to people we respect? Or have we gone to God? Well, the best place to go to is to God, is it not? God is our refuge and strength. We see all of this going on in our around us in our world today. 185 countries, this pandemic. And every time you turn on the news, the only news is COVID-19. Pretty soon you get your belly full. You know, wash your hands. Practice social distancing. You know, wear a mask. The vaccine is coming. Well, you know, people have been instilled with fear. This is mind control, mass mind control over people. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in time of need. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah, there is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. You're not supposed to be walking around in doldrums all the time. If we're truly trusting in the Lord forever, as it says in Isaiah 26:4, trust ye in the Lord forever, we should be going to the rock, the God of our salvation. We should not be trusting in a vaccination or Dr. Fauci the fraud or Dr. Burke the fraud. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in time of need. Therefore, we will not fear. The joy of the Lord is our strength. There's no fear in love. Perfect love casteth out fear. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy places of tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her, she shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen rage, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice and the earth melted. That's kind of what's going on right now. The heathen are raging. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? Why? Why? That's what's happening right now. The heathen are raging and the people are imagining a vain thing. He said, I will send them strong delusions. They will believe a lie. The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their band asunder and cast away their cords from us. What are they telling us? You can't worship. You can't sing. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree the Lord has said unto me. Thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron, and thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Do you hear that, Bill Gates? Do you hear that, Dr. Fauci? Be wise now, therefore, O ye kings. Be instructed, ye judges. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and ye perish from the way. When his wrath is kindled but a little, blessed are all they that put their trust in him. I just read from Psalm 2. Back to Psalm 46. The heathen raged, verse 6. The heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Our refuge is not in a vaccination. Our refuge is not in social distancing or ceasing to worship and praise our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our refuge is not wearing a lousy mask, a petri dish on your face. Come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the ends of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear asunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Well, that's what's on my mind this morning. Be still and know that I am God, and I will be exalted among the heathen. That's what God says. I will be exalted in the earth. Fear is encompassing the whole world over this coronavirus. Corona. Well, I'm not afraid of corona because God is our refuge and our strength. God is in control. He has the whole world in the palm of his hands. He's got you and me, brother, in his hands. He's got you and me, sister, in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. And so today, let us realize that we do not dwell in fear of men, in fear of COVID-19. Why are the heathen raging? Well, you know, they think they have so much knowledge. They think they can stick somebody with a needle and inject them with all kind of baby parts and everything else, and God is laughing and holding them in derision. Well, I want to end with this thought today. Every day with Jesus, I find comfort in my soul to know the future my Savior controls. There's no worrying about what will happen to me or my family, because He holds the world in the palm of His hand. He's in charge of my and our destiny. COVID-19 is not in charge. Bill Gates is not in charge. Donald Trump is not in charge. Joe Biden is not in charge. The Center for Disease Control is not in charge. The World Health Organization is not in charge. The bounds of our habitation are in His direction, and we are assured of His guidance and correction. His sustaining grace will always hold me up, whatever is going on in this evil world. I know that whatever happens, He has ordained this for me. So to my Abba Father, I cry out daily, "Have mercy on me," is my plea. And my Heavenly Father cares and intercedes before the throne. How can this be? Such wonderful care He gives to His children. He's always concerned for their welfare. What's He tell us in Ephesians? He tells us that we've been blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. So every day with Jesus, I find comfort in knowing that He is always there. Well, I'm glad to know the day that God is our refuge and our strength. May the good Lord be with you this Friday in a special way. God bless.